TSOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Thanks for starting your morning with SOS Radio. You remember songs like You Are Loved and Doxology from Stars Go Dim. And we're talking to Chris Cleveland. He's the vocalist in that band. He's going to play some live music for us this morning. SOS Radio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, man.
So last time you came through, we did a video for the SOS Radio YouTube channel, and you and your brother were trying to find some hookups to play golf over at the Wynn.
The best part about traveling is like the stuff you get to do on the in-betweens. Yeah. You know what I mean? The meals, like the random like go-kart sessions. If you can get a golf swing in or two, you know.
A little wakeboarding.
Maybe
here
a little.
And there.
I've done a couple wakeboarding. I'm sad I'm not going to be here long enough to take in the 95 degrees today in the desert. I wish.
So where's your brother? You know, he's not doing music anymore. He's got a real full-time job now, huh?
He moved to the other desert in America, Abilene, Texas. If you guys have been in West Texas, you guys just have to go about 30 seconds out of town to see what the desert's like. It's further from me. But he's in the middle of Abilene. He's got a church out there that he's head pastoring, and got his three daughters and wife are out there doing really awesome ministry. So.
Well, three daughters and wife versus three wives and daughters.
Yeah. Don't get that messed up. So he's out there doing that at a church called River of Life and really enjoying it. And my family moved from Oklahoma to Tennessee, and it's been a lot of just craziness since the last time we've been out here.
Well, I know you've been working on a new album. You've been waiting a year for this to come out. We caught up a couple of weeks ago. We were in Tennessee and ran into each other totally randomly in a restaurant.
Yeah, it was.
Late one night, it was funny, but you were saying, I've been waiting. I have this great music. I can't wait to release it, but I've been sitting on it for like a year. I'm ready.
I know, man. That's right. Man, what's crazy is like God's timing, I think, in our lives. And, you know, we have all these plans about our path and where we want to go. And then God says, hey, I think I got this a little bit better than you've got it. You know what I mean? And that has been like the last year of my life and my family. And he has walked us through this season of transition and of rest and of just figuring ourselves out. And I went from being the worship leader to this mega church in Oklahoma for the last 10 years and traveling full time, really not having much time for my family. Mm-hmm. And it came to a point for us where we had to make a change, and I had to step out of that for the health of more important things. And so we sold our house in the middle of a tour. My wife packed everything up, moved us across the country.
Wow.
I was home for like 4 days and then left for another month. And I got home like after the holidays and have not been doing anything. I canceled everything on my books for almost 6 months. And I've been sitting at home just finishing a record, just kind of sitting in this season of rest that God put us in. And a lot of it speaks to this new song that you guys are going to hear in a minute about just tuning ourselves into the path that God has for us, to the work that he's doing, and saying, hey, don't let me get myself in the way. Let me see what you're doing. Let me go where you want me to go. Let me rest when you want me to rest. Let me do when you want me to do. But most importantly, let me hear you, and in that bring your heaven to earth. And it's crazy, kind of, we wrote that song, and then in hindsight, it's like, oh my gosh, God is like making me live this out. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of like one of those prayers that you pray, like, God, make me patient, and then you're like, oh shoot, why did I pray that, you know? And I'm kind of like, why did I write this song? Because he's got me in it, you know? But it's been such an awesome season, and now finally to be able to come out and share stuff with you guys and get back on the road in a healthy way, in a way that's going to be fruitful for my family and ministry, I'm really excited about.
The Stars Go Dim on SOS Radio. We are talking to the voice from that band, Chris Cleveland, today. Your new single, Heaven on Earth, that premiered this last week, is already holding the number one spot on Amazon Music.
Man, that's weird. That's cool.
You're like, where do they find it?
That's awesome. No, like, I had, like, family members texting me, you know, like, pictures of my face on Spotify and Amazon and iTunes and stuff. I was like, well, that's kind of nice, you know? They never know if you're, like, a bum or not. And then you get some music out there, and you're like, all right.
They don't know if you're a bum
I'm
or not.
I'm actually doing something.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
They're just like, wait, oh yeah, when is he going to grow up and get a real job?
Yeah.
And get some songs on the radio and on Spotify and on the Twitter.
Every time I talk to my grandma, she says, well, I hope you go out there and just make it real big. I want you to make $1 million. I said, I'll try, Grandma. I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens.
$1 million, like that, Dr. Evil like was that, saying,
yeah,
right?
That's like the thing. If you can, $1 million, and you just never have to do anything ever again.
You have a job. You can do something you love. You don't really work a day of your life, right?
I was like, Grandma, I mean, I have like a house and feeding my kids and stuff. I think I've made it. You know, isn't that what it is? I don't know.
Work. I mean, yeah, that's success, right?
That's right.
So, Chris, as you were writing Heaven on Earth, what did God show you about the difference between kingdom building and empire building?
This is kind of the crazy thing about this song, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier, and just how God has like really put this whole concept of this song in my life and made me live it out. And I think at some point, like, to me, we're living in this time like that is this in-between like the promise of God literally coming back one day and him raising Jesus. And so we're kind of in this in-between of like heaven literally being on earth. It's really about just seeing and recognizing the work that God is doing globally, locally, being the hands and feet of Christ kind of here and everywhere you go. And we're going to do this thing, and I haven't announced it yet on our socials, but we're about to. It's kind of the Heaven on Earth campaign, and talking about people in your life who are bringing heaven to earth. And that can be a doctor, it can be a musician, it can be your mom and dad, it can be the postman or the garbage man or whatever it is. Like, all of us in our lives have the opportunity to bring heaven on earth. And it's literally just seeing the opportunities in front of you, listening to God's will and way, and joining him in that. The work is being done. You guys are doing it right now with these water bottles, you know what I mean? And just seeing a need and saying, hey, I want to be a part of that. I see you moving. I want to jump into this. And so on our socials, here in the next couple weeks, we're going to be highlighting stories that you guys send to us of people who are bringing heaven on earth right now in a tangible way. And, you know, for me, it's been a lot of different people, my parents and pastors and ministers and friends who've spoken into our lives and little things and huge things. So as you're kind of going through your day and whatever you're doing, I think this song is an encouragement to say, hey, oh, maybe I'm not a musician. Maybe I don't have the microphone on the radio. But hey, you are sitting in your office, or you've got kids at home, or you have influence somewhere in your life that you have the ability to bring heaven to earth in someone else's life. And that's the encouragement that I take from this song, is saying, hey, what is God doing? What can I be a part of? And then how can I bring that to somebody else?
Chris Cleveland is live this morning, and we're talking about ways that we as Christians can help bring heaven on earth in more tangible ways. And I know a few years ago, your band partnered with Convoy of Hope in Haiti to meet the needs of a lot of struggling people after the hurricane, dealing with all the poverty there.
You know, I think as a Christian, that should kind of be part of our lives. We just talked about this with you guys and all the missional work that you're doing too. And we got to go to Haiti right after the earthquake, and it was one of those experiences that I will kind of carry with me probably for the rest of my life, you know, and seeing the work that's being done there. And then most recently, this past fall, we teamed up with an organization called Food for the Hungry, and we went out on tour, and we sponsored a lot of kids from Guatemala. And man, it's just amazing to go into those places and to see the work of heaven being done here. And it's happening everywhere. It's happening overseas. It's happening in Haiti and Guatemala and right here in Las Vegas. And seeing the work that you guys are doing here just pumps me up, you know what I mean? To hear about these water bottles, you guys say, hey, we've got a need, and then you're getting truckloads of stuff, you know, dropped off at your door. It's just incredible, and it shows me that you guys are listening to the voice of God, and you're saying, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to bring heaven to earth, and that's awesome, and I think that's the best thing that we could do.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, because as Christians, we can be about solutions. We don't just have to curse all the evil things that are going on in our world and just say, oh, this world's just going, it's going out of control, and
right.
Just get angry and frustrated or just legislate something. I mean, as Christians, we can say, what is one of the tangible needs in our city, and what would it take for us to solve that whole need? I mean, what would it take to feed thousands of people that need Thanksgiving meals with Convoy of Hope? You know, that's what our community did a few months back, or Christmas time, just saying, okay, there's a lot of kids that have incarcerated parents in our city. This is a big problem, and people are growing up without moms and dads and in single-parent households and just don't have the resources. They're barely getting by, and the kids are having to go do after-school programs and things like that. They're by themselves, and what can we do to love on that community? So we did a Christmas party for these kids that have parents that are in prison, or even just these bottled waters last week where the rescue mission said, hey, we're almost out, you know, can you help? And so we said, well, what's the actual need that would get you through the summer? You know, is that a million bottles of water? And they're like, no, it's about 35,000 bottles of water. And you're like, well, that's a lot of bottles of water. But then you go to Costco and you think, like, well, there's 40 bottles of water in a pack. Wait, let's divide that up. There's 2 million people in this city. What could we do? This is tangible. This is tackleable. This is scalable. And we as a community, we can solve these problems.
Exactly. And as Christians, I think like that should be our focus. It just shouldn't be the thing that, that is kind of happening when we feel like it or when we hear about it. Like, let all the other stuff kind of fade away. Those are the things that we need to be in tune with. Those are the things that we need to be fighting for. And those are the things that we need to start being vocal about, is meeting the needs of people. And when we do that, then I think the message of Christianity, of God, of hope, of love, of identity, of worth and value, those things are going to speak way louder than any legislation, any politics, any type of, you know, name your Facebook rant. You know, we've got to, it's in the Bible. You know, people know we're Christians by our love, by our actions, and that's what it's all about. You know, if we can just tangibly meet needs for people.
We're talking to Chris Cleveland from Stars Go Dim on SOS Radio. You ready for the lightning round, Chris? Quick questions, quick answers. All right, did you go to prom in high school?
I went to so many proms.
Okay, so many proms?
So many.
Like three, like 17?
I started like freshman year. You know what I mean? Other schools.
Went to a small school.
No, I was 6A.
All right, first car,
my wife
Chris.
Is gonna give me. First car, 1966 Mustang.
Nice.
Still got it.
What was in style when you were in 7th grade, Chris?
Nothing good. I think I had, you guys remember those JNCO jeans? I couldn't afford those, so I had the JCPenney version. Yeah, we shopped at Mervyn's.
All right, what motivates you most, Chris?
My family.
Chris Cleveland, does anyone think you're actually from Cleveland?
No, I've never had that question.
Dog or cat person?
Dog. My wife gave my dog away.
Well, you're not a dog person anymore.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, I got nostalgic for the first time last year going to the John Mayer tour.
Okay. All right. Favorite character from the Bible?
I can't say Jesus, can I? Is that...
No.
Is that too much?
Jesus is always the answer, except for this question.
I like Paul, because he's kind of... He's kind of like, hey, you know, be like Jesus if you can. If not, be like me, because I'm trying real hard.
All right. Favorite area of the country to relax in?
Anywhere outside, on the lake, in the woods. Like, but my favorite place, my parents live on a lake, and so I go out there, and then my grandparents have a farm.
Okay,
those are like
water sport.
Water sport? Oh, wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding?
Yeah.
All right. What tricks can you do? No, I'm just kidding.
I got a few.
Yeah?
I'm kind of old now, though.
Yeah, wake to wake.
Oh, don't worry about
it. Aerial?
In my sleep.
Yeah, right.
Give me a break.
Favorite family vacation spot?
I don't know. We haven't done like an appropriate family vacation. We came on our honeymoon to Vegas. Does that count?
Okay. All right. That works.
It was during Thanksgiving. It was like the chillest week ever. It's amazing.
If you could have lunch with anyone except Jesus,
except
or Paul.
Jesus. Okay.
Who would you want? Dead or alive?
Ryan Tedder. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's like the one person I kind of fangirl over.
Okay.
He's a great songwriter if you guys don't know who he is.
Uh-huh. One baseball cap you have in your house. What's on it?
I have a Cleveland Indians hat for.
Of course you do.
Because it says Cleveland on it.
Favorite artist that SOS Radio plays?
Oh, man. Other than me, obviously. How about Micah Tyler?
Micah Tyler. That's a good choice.
I love Micah.
That's different. I like that.
He's like my brother from another mother, man. Love that dude.
We're talking to Chris Cleveland from Stars Go Dim on SOS Radio. He's a husband. He's a dad. He's a worship leader. He's a songwriter. Life's been crazy for you over the last year. You move across the country. You're writing new music and traveling, trying to be a dad. You run at this fast pace, and you get pulled into this vortex. It's like we feel like, I got to hold everything together as a parent. I'm afraid life's going to come crashing down if we don't let go of the hustle. But what have you learned about priorities, Chris?
Well, I was telling you guys a little bit earlier, I stepped out of my position out of this mega church in Oklahoma after a decade, and after our first record and first song, You Are Loved, came out, like, life got crazy busy, and I was kind of in this vortex, like you were talking about, of, this is crazy, I know this isn't sustainable, but I can do it today. 2 years later, my wife is like, hey, you're not going to do that tomorrow, you know? We've got three little kids, and I missed a good amount of their lives. And it came to a point where God stepped in, and he had to, and he said, hey, you need to slow down. You need to take a rest. Trust me for once. Because I think sometimes in our lives we say, yeah, God, I trust you. God, I know you've got me. But we don't give him the opportunity to. Now, I'm not saying go quit your job and like just say, God, you got this. I'm not going to do anything. But I think there are times, and it came to that time in my life where I said, God, I know I need a change. I know that you have something for me. I'm going to step away from this really secure comfort zone for me. Being busy, being crazy, making money, you know, whatever those things are, and be there for my kids. I'm going to take 6 months off and just sit and figure out what it is to be a dad and take my kids to soccer practice and go to church with my wife for the very first time ever because I'd always led. Yeah. And it has been an incredible season. It's been one of those moments, and it's not like one of those aha, like everything's different and changed kind of things, but it's like, oh, this is like, yeah, I feel you, God. Like you are proving like that you are God and I'm not, and I'm beginning to get comfortable in that space. And I think for anybody listening, I think that's what it's about. It's not about the craziness that we wrap ourselves up into, but it's about really trusting God and knowing what that is.
So what kind of conversations are you having with your wife now that you've been able to actually do that? Because it's scary to say, all right, I got to break this cycle of crazy because it's just going to keep repeating on me.
It is scary, and for my wife and I, it's made us have real conversations with each other. You know, for a couple of years there when she's taking care of three kids and I'm on the road 8 months a year, you know, we're like ships passing in the night kind of thing, just making sure like life is still happening. Yeah. And so for us, it's been like, hey, like literally those conversations, are you good? Am I good? Like, are we good? What's going on? Like for us, a big thing, like I mentioned, is just to be able to like do normal things. to go on a little trip, to have a little vacation, to go to soccer practice and me be there and be like invested, to pick up my kids from preschool. You know, those things for us are monumental, you know.
Yeah, just being present. Well, we're talking to Chris Cleveland from Stars Go Dim. You can check out his music online.
Do it.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.